soaring oil prices light a fire. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. More than two dozen countries tapping reserves, and half will come from the U.S. Fox's Jeff Manasso with more live.
Lisa, the International Energy Agency says all 31 member countries, including the U.S., have agreed to release 60 million barrels of oil combined from strategic reserves to set a strong message to the oil markets that supplies are strong despite Russia's invasion. That is the price for oil here now tops $100 per barrel and the highest prices at the pump seen in 7 years. Amid pressure for the Biden administration to reverse course on shutting down U.S. oil production, now relying on countries like Russia. By the way, that 60 million barrels of oil, even if it all came here, Lisa, would only be about 3 days worth.
Thanks, Jeff. As oil soars, stocks tumble. The Dow's down 575. There have been more Russian attacks on crowded urban areas in Ukraine today. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
At least Ukraine says Russia has bombed the main TV tower in the capital, Kyiv, killing five people and temporarily knocking out some broadcasts. Meanwhile, NATO is responding after President Putin put Russia's nuclear forces on high alert. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance sees no need to do the same.
We will not further escalate the tensions, so therefore we have maintained the same alert level of our nuclear forces.
He accused Putin of using irresponsible and reckless nuclear rhetoric. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. The White House says President Biden spoke to Ukraine's president today for more than 30 minutes. Earlier, President Zelensky called the deadly Russian attack on the main square in Kharkiv a war crime and state terrorism as he spoke remotely to Europe's parliament. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
No criminal charges for the 75-year-old woman who crashed her Bentley into a busy sidewalk cafe in Miami Beach.
Miami Beach police say there were no signs the woman was impaired on February 24th as she tried to parallel park, adding the crash happened when the woman suddenly accelerated in reverse and her 1990 Bentley ran over a curb, hit a parked car, and then crashed into a table with five diners and hit nearby pedestrians. One man was killed in the crash, eight others injured. Miami Beach police say the investigation continues and the woman could still face traffic citations for operating the car in a careless or negligent manner. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Voters at the polls in Texas, primary day and the kickoff to the 2022 midterms. It's also a test of Republican support for a further tilt to the right. The governor's race among the many on the primary ballot. Two of the state's congressional incumbents, Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and Republican Representative Van Taylor, facing potentially tough primary tests. A reprieve for several families from Israel's Supreme Court. In a ruling on a flashpoint neighborhood in East Jerusalem, the Palestinians claim as their future capital.
The ruling means four Palestinian families would be recognized as protected tenants and would pay a Jewish settlers group a symbolic annual rent of about $740 until a determination of land rights. Plus, it gives the families the right to appeal a lower court decision that Jewish settlers own the land. The families live in Israeli annexed East Jerusalem, a spot that helped spark the 11-day war last May between Israel and armed groups in the Gaza Strip. A lawyer representing the Palestinian families called the decision significant, but a pro-settler lawmaker blasted the ruling as a dark, illegal decision and pledged to protest it. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Back to the sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ have all been down more than 1%. Oil had been over 106. Now it's over 104. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.